KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Well, topping the news for this Tuesday, the Amador School District moved back to distance learning. The Amador School Board met on Monday afternoon to discuss the situation and to swear in new board members. Amador Health Officer Dr. Rita Kerr and School Superintendent Amy Slavinsky gave back-to-back presentations on the COVID-19 safety situation. Kerr noted the rising number of cases both locally, state, and nationwide. Slavinsky mostly recapped the reasoning she offered when announcing the return to distance learning. With the district facing shortages of teachers, substitute teachers, and janitorial staff, and the strain of teaching with additional safety measures and rising case counts, it all made it necessary to drop in-person learning. Currently, 8 district staff members have tested positive for COVID-19, and 13 are in quarantine. 37 students have tested positive, and 135 have needed to be quarantined. The Dr. Kerr reports that contact tracing has revealed no one has been infected with the virus at a school site. The district will reassess distance learning after the new year. The school board also yesterday organized itself for the coming year as new board members Julia Burns and James Whitaker were sworn in. Candy Thompson was elected board president and Deborah Polskamp was elected board clerk.
Well, the California Department of Public Health released guidelines Monday to allow the return of youth and rec adult sports in the state. Now, the return of high school sports will coincide with one of 3 colored tiers currently used to determine infection rates. Outdoor low-contact sports can begin to play in the purple tier, which includes cross-country, golf, tennis, track and field. Outdoor moderate contact sports can start play in the red tier, including, in addition to the purple sports, baseball and softball. A majority of the most popular sports, football, basketball, soccer, volleyball, and water polo, will not be allowed till a county is in the orange tier. Now, with these new guidelines, outdoor physical distance practices, skill building, and training can continue for many different types of sports and activities, but with modifications in mind to reduce the risk of spreading COVID. Athletes in any county can now practice, train, and condition regardless of any regional stay-at-home order. The new guidelines also stress no sanctioned high school games will be allowed before January 25th, and this return to competition date will be reassessed again in early January.
And a storm system will move into Northern California on Wednesday, bringing heavy snow across the Sierra Nevada by evening. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch for the northern Sierra Nevada above 5,500 feet from Wednesday evening through Thursday morning. The heaviest snow is expected to occur overnight Wednesday into Thursday morning above 5,500 feet. The high snow levels on Wednesday evening will drop to around 4,000 to 5,000 feet by Thursday morning. Total snow accumulations of 8 to 12 inches are possible, with localized amounts of up to 2 feet. A winter storm watch means there is potential for significant snow, sleet, or ice accumulations.
Well, the move to recall Governor Newsom reached an important milestone. As of yesterday, the recall group has received about half the 1.5 million signatures needed for a special election. Recall leaders say interest increased after it was revealed Newsom dined with friends in an upscale Napa Valley restaurant while asking state residents to stay home and physical distance. The corona pandemic has created challenges for Newsom of late, and much of the state now under a stay-at-home directive. Newsom also made some changes in his administration last week. Longtime Capitol insider Jim Debo hired to be his new senior advisor. D.D. Myers, former press secretary for President Clinton, appointed director of the governor's Office of Business and Economic Development. Recall proponents have until mid-March to acquire the needed signatures. The last California governor to be recalled, Gray Davis, back in 2003. Davis was replaced by Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And AARP Foundation tax aid sites in Jackson, San Andreas, Arnold, and Angels Camp will not open this year. The AARP program has offered free in-person and online tax preparation and assistance in Amador and Calaveras for several years. The closure was brought about when the position that provides program oversight could not be filled. Now, there is no anticipated date of reopening this year. The Internal Revenue Service administers the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance and Tax Counseling for the Elderly program to provide free basic tax return preparation to qualified individuals. These sites are generally located at community and neighborhood centers, such as the Amador Senior Center. Now, to locate a site near you, I'm going to give you a phone number here in just a moment. To locate a site near you. Now, the program is not over. It's just it's not going to be available here in Amador or Calaveras counties this year. So the number to call is 800-906-9887. That's 800-906-9887. It's also available online by visiting irs.treasury.gov/free. Tax prep.
And developed campgrounds in 12 of California's 20 national forests now closed due to regional stay-at-home orders. These are the home orders issued by Governor Newsom. Locally, it includes the El Dorado National Forest and the Stanislaus National Forest. Others are the Plumas, Tahoe, Lake Tahoe Basin, Sierra, Angels, Cleveland, Inyo, Los Padres, San Bernardino, and Sequoia National Forests. Now, this order is meant to protect visitors and employees by reducing exposure to COVID-19. Campgrounds, like other overnight accommodations, create opportunities for people from differing households and communities to gather, require maintenance and regular cleaning, and entice the public to travel. Now, the forests are also open for recreation, or are still open for rec, but visitors are urged to do so responsibly. Officials say you should keep an eye on weather conditions. Stay 6 feet apart. Do not gather in large groups.
And the Amador County Community Development Agency, which also encompasses transportation and public works, announces that road construction will take place on Stony Creek Road on Thursday and Friday near the Party Dam Spillway. Again, they will be working on the installation of guardrails. Expect slow traffic and traffic delays through the construction zone. That's from 7 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon. And again, that's this Thursday and Friday. And that, my friends, is a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day to visit our website. That's kvgcradio.com. Now, again, a reminder for you, coming up at 9 o'clock today, the Amador County Board of Supervisors meet for the final time this year. Amador County Health Officer Dr. Rita Kerr will appear before the board for her final scheduled report before the Board of Supervisors this year on COVID-19. We will bring that to you not only via Facebook Live on KVGC's Facebook page, but also we'll broadcast Dr. Kerr's report here on KVGC 1340 and 96.5. Now remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, you can always visit our website. That's kvgcradio.com.